Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Zewachim, Perik Ches, Mischne Hei. Evarin bi Evrei Bali Mumin. Here's the mix-up in this Mishnah. We have limbs of a kashra carbon oil that got mixed up with Evarim from a carbon oil that had a mum. Now here's our problem. None of these Evarim, none of these limbs could be put up on the Mizbeach to be burnt because the limb might be from the one that has a mum. And you can't burn limbs from an animal that has a mum on the Mizbeach. So the right thing to do, when you don't know what to do, is do nothing. They should be left until the next morning where they become nicer, and then they're burnt in the place where pasla karbonis are burnt, like we learned in Mishnah Dalet. The Gemara says that even Rabbi Eliezer, who held in the previous Mishnah, that the Avery chatas that don't belong on top of the Mizbeach could be put there as firewood for the Avery oila. But even Rabbi Eliezer would agree this would not work over here, because this is already a pagam. This is already called not a cover to the Mizbeach to put up a varim that have a mum from an animal that has a mum. Now, what happens if a kohen came along? He says, ah, Avram of Oil would have to go up on the Mizbeach. He didn't know that in this mixture are a varim from an oil that has a mum. And he went ahead and he put one of the Avarim from this mixture on the fire in the Mizbeach. Zakta Mishnah. Once again, let's start. Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei, Avrin bi Avrei Bali Mumen. The limbs of a kashra carbon oil got mixed up with the Avrim of a carbon oil that had a mum. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im karav roish echad men, if the kayan burnt on the Mizbeach the head of one of them, because he didn't know. So Yikavu Kalarashan, all the other heads could also be brought up on the Mizbeach. Because now we could say, look, we're going to work with an assumption that the one head that was burnt by mistake came from the animal that had the mum, and memela, the heads that are left, they're from the kashra karbanis. What do you mean? I'm assuming. Who says that the one that was burnt came from the bal mum animal? So we say, look, midraisa, it's batel b'roiv. We're saying, still, it's not geschmack to put up something that has a mum. But if I have this added possibility that it could be the mum head was already brought, so memela, now I have the green light. But a limited green light. The Gemara explains, as the Batanura quotes over here, when you take the remaining heads, you can't put them up one by one. Rather, it has to be two or more at a time to guarantee me that at least one of the heads being brought up on the Mizbeach will for sure be from a kashra carbon. For that matter, zok the Mishnah vayta kroy shel echad mehen. If the kohen by mistake put up the leg of one of them, yikrvu kol ha-karaya, all the other legs could be brought up on the Mizbeach. The Mefarshim explained this means that all four legs of one animal were brought up on the Mizbeach. So we can assume, okay, there aren't any more legs left from the animal that had them up. The Chachamim say, afilu karvu kula. Never mind if you were only makrav one. But even if by mistake they were makrav all of them, chutz mei echad mehen, except one was left, yetzi lebeis hasreifa, take it out to the place where pasla karbonis are burnt. Chutz mei echad would mean with the exception of one peer. That's how the Gemara explains it. The reason we're saying that explains about Tanura is because even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to have a peer to make sure one is good. So if only one is left, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't be makrav it. But even if you have a peer left, but only one peer left, according to the Chachamim, can't make assumptions. This could be the problem one. You don't know what was burnt. For all you know, all the good ones were brought up on the Mizbeach, and the one that's left, the peer that's left, is the Baal Mum. Okay, so quickly, chazring over our Mishnah, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Limbs got mixed up. One from a kasher oil, one from a Baal Mum. So really, you can't do anything. The limbs of a balmum can't be brought up on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the kayan by mistake was makrav one of the heads, you can assume that was the head of the balmum and bring the rest of the heads, assuming you do two at a time, so you know for sure one is kosher. But that matter, if the legs of one animal by mistake were brought up on the Mizbeach, you could be makrav the rest of the legs, same way. The Chachamim say, no, you can't make assumptions that the one that went up by mistake was the problem. Even if you were makrav everyone, but only one pair was left, It has to be taken out of the base of Sreifa. It cannot be brought up on the Mizbeach.